Swami, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. On behalf of all Chinese devotees, we wish you and all our brothers and sisters here a very happy Chinese New Year. 2017 is the year of the rooster, and our brothers and sisters from Indonesia, Malaysia, Hong Kong and China have gathered in Prashanti to celebrate it with you, dear Bhagawan, and everyone present. The rooster symbolizes loyalty, discipline, diligence, and vitality. So, with Swami's blessings, we pray that the year of the rooster will bring us peace, happiness, good health, and prosperity. Brothers and sisters, please note that our celebration will last for 2 days, that is, today and tomorrow.
虔诚的降服在Bhagawan妈妈的莲花柱下。亲爱的Bhagawan,在此恭祝你,您及所有赛兄弟姐妹,新年快乐,吉祥如意,财源广进。今年,从印度尼西亚、马来西亚、香港和中国大陆的信徒齐聚白善地。 将在今天和明天与您一起庆祝农历新年。今年是鸡年，金鸡报喜，万象更新。鸡象征忠心、纪律、勤劳和活跃。我们祈祷在Bhagawan的加持和护佑下，金鸡将带给大家祥和、快乐、健康和富足。
It's a tradition of the Chinese to make offerings of delicacies to the gods on New Year's Day, as will be done by our brothers from China and children from Malaysia.
亲爱的Bhagawan,赛兄弟姐妹们,在新年这一天,向神供奉祭品,是华人的传统。今天,马来西亚的小朋友
世世终无畏。
will now be followed by the chanting of Buddhist mantras by devotees from Medan, Indonesia.
接着是由来自印度尼西亚棉兰的信徒诵赞佛经。
班车大翁毗沙奢毗沙奢毗沙奢萨摩揭毗沙诃南无波切瓦帝毗沙奢提留毗留哩波来波诃来奢耶耽他揭陀耶阿赖耶帝三藐三菩陀耶班车大翁毗沙奢毗沙奢毗沙奢萨摩揭毗沙诃南无波切瓦帝毗沙奢提留毗留哩波来波诃来奢耶耽他揭陀耶阿赖耶帝三藐三菩陀耶班车大翁毗沙奢毗沙奢毗沙奢萨摩揭毗
萨婆诃南无佛陀
南无达摩南无僧伽南无舍利摩诃提毗耶达尼耶达波利波罗那哲利萨满多达舍尼摩诃毗诃卢羯帝萨满多毗尼羯帝摩诃迦利耶波密波赖波密萨利瓦利达萨满多修波利帝弗利那阿利那达摩帝摩诃毗库毗帝摩诃毗勒帝留波僧伽帝悉帝悉僧伽悉帝萨满多阿勒阿耨波罗尼南无佛陀南无达摩南无僧伽南无舍利摩诃提毗耶达尼耶达波利波罗那哲利萨满多达舍尼摩诃毗诃卢羯帝萨满多毗尼羯帝摩诃迦利耶婆毗婆来婆毗萨利瓦利达萨满多修婆利帝弗利那阿利那达摩帝摩诃毗库毗帝摩诃毗勒帝留波僧伽帝悉帝悉僧伽悉帝萨满多阿他阿耨婆罗尼南无佛陀南无达摩南无僧伽南无舍利摩诃提毗耶达尼耶达波利波罗那哲利萨满多达舍尼摩诃毗诃卢羯帝萨满多毗尼羯帝摩诃迦利耶婆毗婆来婆毗萨利瓦利达萨满多修婆利帝弗利那阿利那达摩帝摩诃毗库毗帝摩诃毗勒帝留波僧伽帝悉帝悉僧伽悉帝萨满多阿他阿耨
愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧生明了，不厌罪障心消除，
the welcome address by Brother Billy Fong, the Central Coordinator for Zone 41, covering Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Brunei, and Indonesia. This is also the 11th year that he has been the coordinator for our Chinese New Year celebrations.
现在，让我们欢迎第47国家，即马来西亚、新加坡、菲律宾、 文莱和马来印度尼西亚的总协调，也是第十一年的华人新年庆典的总协调，比利凤赛兄致欢迎词。
Om Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Guru, Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. First of all, I'd like to express my deepest gratitude and thanks to Swami for His grace and blessing that once again I'm able to stand here to address all of you in this year's Chinese New Year celebration. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, on behalf of all the Chinese devotees seated in this hall and around the world, let me convey our love and sincere prayers for the well-being of all the people in the world in this year of the rooster. Our zone chairman, Dr. V.K. Ramindran, who has been with us for the last 11 years Chinese New Year celebration, has requested me to convey his apologies to all of you that he's unable to come for this year's Chinese New Year celebration due to health reason. Brothers and sisters, in the year 1998, we were celebrating the second Chinese New Year celebration. At that time, we were rehearsing in the Poornachandra Hall, and Swami came on the backstage. Then Swami asked the drama director, "Who are these actors?" And the answer given to Swami is, "Swami, these are Chinese devotees." "From where?" "Swami, from Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia." "Do you know what Swami say? Duplicate Chinese. Where are the Chinese from China?" "Swami, I'm pleased to inform that in this year's Chinese New Year celebration, we have 13 Chinese devotees from mainland China." "Among them is the chairman as well as the committee members of the Sai Center in the district of Fengshun, Guangzhou, mainland China. And almost all of them are coming here for the first time. 来自中国大陆的赛兄弟姐妹们，请你们起身。 也让大家认识你们。好，你们可以向爸爸鞠个躬，很请安，请坐下。我们非常欢迎你们的到来，这是我们的家。我希望你们常来这里，和希望你们回去。 中国大陆把爸爸的教导发扬光大。My sisters, I say that, you know, Baba is very happy with them. And pray that when they go back, they will spread Baba's profound teachings to the millions of people in China. Brothers and sisters, I wish to inform that in this year's Chinese New Year celebration, we have close to 400 participants coming from mainland China, Hong Kong, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. And for this year, the theme is develop kindness and compassion. Indeed, kindness and compassion is one of the hallmarks of our Chinese culture and tradition. The great masters in China, namely Confucius, Mencius, Lao Tzu, and Kuan Yin, they have taught about the need to develop kindness and compassion. We have chosen this theme so as to remind us of this value of kindness and compassion, which our beloved Swami has often reminded all of us. Swami has said that kindness and compassion is the very basic nature of human being. A person without kindness is not a human being. And Swami said that amongst all the flowers of devotion, God loves the flower of kindness and devotion the most. And Swami has used very beautiful words to remind us of kindness and devotion. Firstly, love all, serve all. This is the manifestation of kindness and compassion. But see, what Swami has done. He did not just say, love all. He put the word, serve all, together with love all. Because serve all is the manifestation of kindness and compassion. Kindness and compassion is meaningless unless it is action on the ground. And so this is where Swami wants us to listen to the cries of the poor, the sick and the needy, and those who are in distress. And he wants us to go forward to help these people. And Swami has said that help ever, hurt never. Again, this is a manifestation of kindness and compassion. In fact, Swami often reminds us that we must never hurt anyone in thought, words and deeds. When Bhagawan Baba established the Prashanti Council as the managing body of the Satisai International Organization, he met with his members and gave them clear instructions about his purpose. And one of his divine instructions is, go to all corners of the world and share my message. Brothers and sisters, the best way to spread Baba's message is to first of all practice this message ourselves, especially kindness and compassion. When we practice kindness, compassion and compassion, then only then will his darshan flow to us and through us to all the people of the world. And then, only then, our life become his message. Indeed, Puttaparthi itself is a manifestation of kindness and compassion. Before Baba was born, Puttaparthi is a god forsaken place. The word Puttaparthi means end hills. Those days, there were no water. Villagers have to walk miles just to carry a pot of water back home. And Swami has also related the stories when he was young. He used to carry, you know, many pots of water, and it's, you know, it's very painful, you know, kind of carrying a pole, you know, with the two pots of water hanging there. And Swami, all of his kindness and compassion, has built a wide network of piping to bring water from the Krishna water, not only to Puttaparthi, to all the nearby villages where millions have benefited. Those days, there were no schools. Swami built primary schools, secondary schools, and even a university here. And the Satisai Education in Human Values program is now widespread throughout the world. And then there was also no medical facilities. Swami, all of his kindness and compassion, built a general hospital and also a super specialist hospital where the poor receive medical treatment free of charge. Indeed, this very magnificent hall that we are seated in is also a manifestation of kindness and compassion. Those days, especially in the 1980s, when we come here, we got to sit on the hot river sand under the burning sun. A very devoted devotee, Mr. Kuwan, he saw that, and being inspired by Swami's love, he couldn't bear to see devotees suffering. And then he proposed to Swami to build this hall. This is the manifestation of kindness and compassion. Brothers and sisters, the very least we can do is to make sure that we continue to make Swami's institution shine so that millions will come to benefit from it. Brothers and sisters, during Chinese New Year, the Chinese would like to put up couplets. If you look at the backdrop, there are two huge banners there. You know, Chinese like to put up poetic sayings. In fact, this particular pair of couplets were chosen by Swami. Let me tell you about how it came about. Last year, during our Chinese New Year celebration, I was asking Swami, what is the message that you want us to bring forth to devotees? during a Chinese New Year celebration. Then the next year, I drove about 300 kilometers up north to visit a group of Chinese devotees who are coming for the Chinese New Year. And then a particular lady told me, Billy, you know, we like to put up some decoration for Chinese New Year inside Kuan Hall. And we have got it printed. Would like to take a look at it. And when I look at the wordings on the banner, you know, my hair stood. Let me first of all read out this banner to you and explain to you the meaning. On my right, the wording is 此生不向今生度, and on the left, 更待何生度此生, which means, in this life, if we do not practice spiritual discipline so that we get liberated from the cycle of birth and death, in which birth are we going to do it? And this year, Swami also wanted us to put this, but these two banners there. In fact, we got I got another pair of banners, you know, printed. But when we set up the banners this morning, the banner which I brought has got mistake, which I can't put it up. You know, they printed, you know, normally these are different, but the printer had printed the same, which means Swami want us to remind devotees of this particular saying, that if we do not practice spiritual discipline in this life to achieve liberation, in which life are we going to achieve it? And how do we do it? And this is where the team comes in. Develop kindness and compassion. And Swami has said that if we develop kindness and compassion, the embodiment of kindness and compassion, which is God, will be beside us, on our left, on our right, in front of us, behind us, below us, above us, in our house and outside our house. So, brothers and sisters, the easiest way to achieve liberation is develop kindness and compassion. That is, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. At this juncture, I will not be doing my duty if I do not thank the devotees, especially from Indonesia, especially ladies. Although many of us are far away from home, we feel very much at home because the ladies from Indonesia, they woke up very early in the morning until late at night to cook very delicious Chinese food for all of us. This itself is a manifestation of kindness. What is kindness? Kindness is always putting on a smile. So I hope at this juncture all of you smile at the person next to you. Because when we smile, we put people at ease. We make people feel comfortable. Kindness is also wanting to give, to help others who are in needy and distress. Kindness is also always rejoicing at the happiness of others. Again, I must also thank Indonesia, because this year, they want every one of us to look very much united and uniform. You see that the red dress I'm wearing is the same as the dress which my brothers, and you know, especially on men's side, are wearing. Thank you, Indonesia, for your kindness. Brothers and sisters, this is the year of the rooster. The rooster, cock a doodle doo, wakes up mankind every morning. In this year of the rooster, let us wake up the hearts of others. Let us encourage and let us inspire people to be kind and compassionate. Not only we ourselves must do service, we must also invite our friends, our relatives, our colleagues to join us to do service. Swami has said that if a wave of selfless service sweeps over the land, catching everyone in its enthusiasm, it will be able to wipe out the monks of hatred, malice, and greed that has infested the world. Last but not least, for this Chinese New Year celebration, we have specially translated into Chinese a book entitled The Ten Avatar, which is written by Colonel Boss. This book is about the life of Swami and about his kindness and compassion. We have placed a copy of this book at the Mahamasamadhi for Swami's blessing. A copy of this book, which is printed in English and Chinese, is available for collection today and tomorrow. With this word, may I wish all of you happy Chinese New Year. 祝各位新年快乐，万事如意，心想事成。谢谢。
Brothers and sisters, the next item will be a harmonica performance by the Satya Sai Harmonica Ensemble of Malaysia. The harmonica is a musical instrument believed to originate from a Chinese bamboo instrument. It became popular in Europe as a French harp and is commonly played by the Chinese even today.
兄弟姐妹们，接下来的节目是口琴音乐合奏，由马来西亚萨迪赛口琴乐队为大家呈现。口琴是由古代的一种名叫笙的中国乐器演变而来，并成为流行法国的竖琴。直到今天，口琴还是华人社会里很普遍的一种乐器。
Sairam, brothers and sisters, we call ourselves the Satya Sai Harmonica Ensemble. Our first performance ever was last year during Chinese New Year, and at that time there was only 4 of us. And this year, you have noticed that we have increased in numbers. And this time we are playing 3 types of harmonica. First of all, we have got a chord harmonica by Brother John Yong. Myself and Sister Irene, we are playing the octave harmonica. And then the rest of the members, they are playing the tremolo harmonica. And today, we'll be playing to all of you 6 songs. The first song is Sai Jagannatha. The second song is Do Re Mi.The third one is 恭喜大家新年好. Next one is Jasmine Flower. The fifth one is 故乡, which is hometown. And the last one is You Are My Sunshine. Thank you. Swami, you are our sunshine, our only sunshine. You make us happy when skies are gray. You never know, Swami, how much we love you. Brothers and sisters, as we play this final song, we would like all of you to sing along with us. The song, You Are My Sunshine. The lyrics of this song is on page 1 of the booklet that you are having in your hand. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, we would like to introduce our speaker for the day. She is Judge Isabella Chu from Hong Kong. Sister Isabella only came to know Swami in 2014 after his Mahasamadhi. And since then, she has been actively involved in several activities organized by the Hong Kong Satya Sai Center as well as in China. In fact, she also helped to set up the Seva Group in the first Sai Center in China. She worked as a practicing lawyer, a barrister at law for 18 years in Hong Kong before she was appointed as a deputy judge in 2013. With Swami's grace, just before Baba's birthday in 2014, she was appointed as a permanent judge. The day before she left for Puttaparthi on the 18th of November 2016 to celebrate Swami's 91st birthday, she was elected the chair lady for the Hong Kong Local Judge Association.
亲爱的赛兄弟姐妹，现在我们将介绍今天的主讲者，来自香港的法官 Isabella Chu 赛姐。法官 Isabella以2014年即在巴巴圆寂之后认识巴巴，之后他开始积极地参与香港赛中心和中国赛中心的服务活动，他也帮助成立在中国大陆的第一个赛中心的服务小组。在香港成为律师18年后，以2013年他被委为见习法官。在沙弥的加持下，一年后，以2014年巴巴的诞辰之前，他升任为香港的正式法官。去年，在他将离开香港，前来巴地参加沙弥的91岁诞辰之前，他被选为香港本地法官会的主席。
We now invite Sister Isabella Chu to deliver her speech.
现在有请 Isabella Chu 法官。
My humble pronouns at the notice feet of our beloved Swami. Esteemed elder, dearest brother and sister, my loving salam to all of you. Happy Chinese New Year.It is a deep honor for me to stand here in the Kuan Hall again. I have in fact no any word to thanks for me for letting me to stand here again. In fact, this time is my 83rd time visit Puttaparthi within this 4 years. Since 2012, his first calling to me after the Mahasamadhi. I don't take it for granted. I tell you, every time when I reach the ashram in the midnight, the very first thing I will do when my feet touch the holy land here, I will facing to the Swami resident and I do my pranamaskar to express my deep gratitude to Swami for letting me to come back here. Even this time is my 83rd time, I tell you, I still feel very emotional. It's not easy to come back here. Maybe you think I come back here every weekend in the past, and now once per 2 weekends I will come back here. You know, for me, I have been working very hard in the court every day. And also in all the saver project, only one thing, to earn his grade to come back here with the court. It's not the money issue to buy the ticket to come back here or to taking the court leave to come here. Even I work so hard, it's not enough at all. Because I already remember Swami said, the first time you're sitting here in front of the law, all your good karma and all your good deed in all your past life already returned to you. The second time you can sit here is only one thing, because all his love on you, so that you all can sitting here. The people always ask me 2 questions. First, they will ask, Isabella, why you trouble yourself, keep coming back to the Puttaparthi? If you have such a strong faith, you should realize one thing. God is everywhere. Swami is everywhere. Why you only come back to Puttaparthi to find Swami? You know, my answer is very simple. I said to them, yes, of course. It's really true. God is everywhere. Swami is everywhere. Provided you can see and you can feel the God with you everywhere, then you no need to go anywhere. Stay where you are. If you find no time to send a prayer, to do chanting, to do meditation, or to do spiritual reading because your very busy work schedule, your time with your family, and you spend time in your Facebook, your WhatsApp, and even worse, because you have like the friends gathering, you skip your first day and Sunday budget. Then when you are in trouble or you face a problem, you will quickly to send an emergency prayer to Swami. And you will always find yourself in your prayer. You just like talking to yourself. You cannot connect to Swami. And your problem, still a problem. You cannot get the answer. So the reason for me to come back here, because, you know, my work schedule every day, crazy schedule. I really need the silent time with Swami. If not, I cannot keep going. I always remember Swami said one thing. You will only hear my word when you are in silence. So I come back here, no Facebook, no conference call. I not even talk to my family. I just only talk to Swami. I come back here every weekend before I report my court work to Swami. I tell him what's the problem in my court case and ask him to give me instruction. I tell Swami he has to answer my question directly. I don't want to fool any people. So he has needing me all alone in my past year sitting in the bench. And very frank to you, the most time I come here, I have only one reason. My family, they know. I already tell them I come back here. It's because I really want to see Swami. I just come here to see Swami. I'm not sending any prayer. I'm not want to get any blessing. Because I know when I'm sitting in the Kuan Hall, when I'm sitting in the Mandi, I can be seen by Swami for sure. Actually, I force Swami to sealing me and to remember me, Isabella. I'm very naive. This is my reason. And another important reason is I come back here to refill my divine energy so that I can fulfill my duty in court. Because I have to deal with many cases in court. It exhausts me so much of my energy. I ask the permission from Swami to let me to come back here so that I can recharge myself, not for myself. Because I didn't think, you know, a physical body needs so much energy except to use it for his work. Then I need a lot of energy from Swami. And Puttaparthi, to me, is the only place I can immediate to recharge my energy to the divine energy. So that's the reason I come back here. And the second question the people already asked me is, Swami physical form is not here. You never see Swami physical form. How you communicate with Swami? How you get the answer from Swami? My experience is that whenever I send a prayer to Swami, it's always happen in Puttaparthi. Swami will put their energy and his vibration to surrounding my body. And this energy will attract the people and attract the things happen to let me know his answer. I remember before I appointed as a judge, one time I come with my family. I asked my family, can we send a united prayer to Swami? Ask him to permit and appointing me as a judge first before I make any application when I return to the Hong Kong. So one evening dozen, my whole family with me sent a united prayer to Swami for the permission and appointment. After the dozen, there's one lady devotee come to me and she asked me, what are you working for? And I said, I was a lawyer working in Hong Kong. And she said, oh, I got one daughter. She was a lawyer in Hong Kong. And she asked me, where you study law? I told her, I study in University of Glamorgan in England. He said, oh, my second daughter working for a water project in your university. And then she said, by the way, my husband is a judge sitting in the bench in England. And I know at that time, she's the one. So I share my prayer to her. I said to her, I send a prayer to Swami tonight for asking him to appoint me as a judge. Do you know what she answered me? She told me, you will be a judge. You will be a judge after 6 months for sure. And then I asked her, why are you so sure? She said, because in her last trip, she met one lady devotee. She was a lawyer and asking for Swami special permission to ship her from the lawyer to a judge. And this lady, when she back to the UK, after 6 months time, she was appointed as a judge. And this lady told me, there's no coincidence. Swami fooled me to answer your prayer. So after that evening dozen, of course, After 6 months' time, I was appointed as a judge. And actually, you know, my opinion, if you don't know how to send a prayer, forget it. Don't send any prayer. Just sitting here in the Kuan Hall, you will be surviving by the most holy divine vibration. And the thing will be automatically changed. So that's what Swami said. Without my permission, my love and my mercy on you, you will never afford to sitting here in front of me. Because only the God grace can wash out your karma. So don't take it for granted. When we're sitting here, we have to be very grateful to Swami. And actually, even you cannot see Swami sitting in the chair here. But one thing you cannot deny, Swami's physical body is lying inside the samadhi. You are so close and so near to the God body. Can you believe it? He's really here, and he knows everything. I remember 2 years ago, the 10th World Conference here in Pasanti Nilayam. I was very blessed to be chosen by Swami to be one of the lady speakers for the opening of the conference in front of about 250 delegates. It's such a big honor to me. So I spent a lot of time to prepare the 5 minute speech given to me. On that morning, when I deliver my speech, I go beyond 2 minutes. The lady who stand next to me, she in charge of the time for the program. She just give me the signal, stop Isabella, stop Isabella. So I have to conclude my speech immediately without a perfect conclusion, what I have prepared for 2 months. So after I got back to my seat, all the delegates surrounding me say, Isabella, very well done, very beautiful and inspired sharing. But you know, at that time, in my heart, I feel so upset. And I keep saying to Swami, sorry, Swami, I cannot, you know, to make a perfect speech. I cannot make a perfect conclusion. I couldn't be the best. I want to cry at that moment. But just at that moment, the lady delegate who sit next to me and turned to me, and she said to me, Isabella, I suddenly want to share with you. I came to Swami for about 20 years in the past. I only granted one interview with Swami. Swami asked me to sit next to her, next to him. He never talked to me, and he haven't asked me any question. But just in the middle of interview, Swami turned to her and said to her, I don't want you to be the best. I want you to do the best. That is enough for me. So at that moment, I can't control myself and I cry because I really know one thing. Swami is really be with me. Swami wanted to say to me, Isabella, you don't need to be the best. You do your best, that is enough for the Swami. And you also have to remember one thing. Only one person you have to please, that is Swami. Because I already watched the video. When Swami's physical form is here, whenever he on the stage, when he grabbing his hand, every one of you will follow him and grabbing with the hand. Even the speaker spoke in Telugu. You in fact didn't understand what he is saying. But Swami say, good, you will grabbing the hand. So it's only one thing. When the God say it's good, everyone will follow the God to say it's good. And also Swami say one thing. Do your duty. I will do my duty. Duty is the God. So for myself, very basic formula. Do your best to fulfill your duty. That is enough for Swami. If that is enough for Swami, Swami is happy. When Swami is happy, then everyone will be happy for you. That is done. That is my formula. And I remember last year birthday celebration here, Dr. Verdi said, Pasanti Lilium is the head office for all the Swami home. Everyone has to come back here. And actually when Swami Physical Form is here, every one of you is so eager to come back here to at least get one glimpse of the Goddarsan. But now Swami Physical Form is not here. Why the people not come back here? I just don't understand. And also, I also remember last year, the Chinese New Year celebration. Dr. Wafi said in 1997, that is the year Swami granted the permission for all of you to celebrate the Chinese New Year with the law in Pasanti Lilium. That is what the great blessing to all the Chinese here. And at that time, you know, all the Chinese so eager to come back here, to get the mic to sing the Chinese bhajan, to perform the lion's den and Chinese den, just only one thing, to make Swami happy. If Swami physical form is not here, you still make effort to come back here to prepare and to participate the Chinese New Year program, to celebrate with the Lord, to celebrate with His people, I'm sure Swami is more happy. And also one thing, when you're willing to come back here, you in fact, on behalf of our Swami, to showing to everyone, even Swami physical form is not here, He's still present here with us. And this year, our Bada Vegan used the pencil to draw another Swami portrait, the same image of the Swami image hanging about the Mahasamadhi. We just want to show everyone one thing. Even Bada Vegan, he's not an artist. In fact, he's a firefighter. He never see the Swami physical form, but he can draw Swami with all the details. It's showing one thing. Nothing is impossible by His will. And Swami, thank you so much for letting all of us can sitting here in front of you, especially all the brother and sister from the China Sight Center. Actually, until now, I still cannot believe without one single supporting document, we got all the visa permit from the India Consulate in China within 2 days. And also, we are first welcomed by the immigration officer at the Bangalore airport. When we passed the immigration counter, we said to the officer, this group, they cannot speak English, so we stand by here as a translator. Do you know what the officer said? No English. No single question being asked by them at all. And after we finished all the procedure, the officer said to me, welcome to Puttaparthi by your China group. Swami, it all happened because one thing. If that is your will, no one can stop it. Swami, please, make every one of us to be part of your will, because we love you so much. We really want to be your dear ones. Swami, we all love you, and I love you. And Jen Sairam, thank you so much. May Swami bless you all.
Brothers and sisters, we shall now have a medley of Chinese New Year songs before the bhajans begin.
各位赛兄弟姐妹，在八阵开始之前，请大家开心的一起欢唱喜气洋洋的新年歌曲。
Everyone is here. Hey! Celebrate the season. Give the celebrate the Chinese New Year in Prashanti Nilaya. Sitting here inside Kulon Hon, getting the sun from our Lord. Shower all with your love, may all receive your blessed grace. Chinese New Year, brothers, sisters, be happy. In the air of divine dream, people join in heart and soul. Let this world deal with peace. May all be happy all year round.
Bye. Sarva ಕಲ್ಪಲತೆ ಆಶಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತೆ ಕಾ ಆಶಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತೆ ಕಾ ಆಪ ದ್ವಾ ಬಂಧವಾ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಮಾತಾ ಪಿತಾ ಗುರು ದೈವಮು ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾಗೇಂದ್ರ ಶಯನ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಜಯ ಸಿಯೋ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವಾ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಆರತಿ ಅಂದುಕೋ ಮಂಗಳ ಆರತಿ ಅಂದುಕೋ ಮಂದರ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ
ಜಯ